Roy, good morning.
No, how's it going?
Did you hear it? It's good. It's very
no,
catchy.
I was talking to Charlie,
it's very catchy.
Producer, I'd say.
You're talking to Charlie.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Mm. Getting things done. So listen, big hit on Sky Sports as the pundit the other night. The guest pundit. I presume you're here to talk about the match the other night, are you?
No.
No. Oh.
No. No, I'm here to talk about the thing I was talking to Charlie about.
Right. The thing you were talking to Charlie about.
Yeah. Do you not know?
Am I supposed to know about this?
I thought you were.
What?
I thought you were organised.
What?
Well, I was told this was an organised setup.
No, 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 my running order that says Roy Keane.
Running order? Well, yeah. There should be.
Yes, we do have running orders. We are prepared.
The new item?
Fail to prepare. Prepare to fail. What?
Okay, well, the new item?
What new item?
The gears thing, to grind in your gears.
Grind in your gears?
What's grinding your gears?
This is a new slot.
It's a new item, new Charlie.
Feature.
Came up.
Thing.
I know about radio. I've been doing radio for 20 years.
I know, Radio Roy.
It's a new thing. What's grinding your gears?
What's grinding your gears?
You basically bring people into studio. You ask them what's grinding your gears.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
No, it's the first I heard of it. So.
Well, I was just. I did my preparation.
Are you
during
the first
the week.
Person to do it?
I'm obviously the first person. Yeah.
So.
What's you're meant to ask me.
Okay.
Okay, Roy.
Okay,
what's
Roy.
Grinding your
I
gears?
I know. I have it written down here now in front of me because it's just been handed to me. Thanks very much. Okay, Roy. What's grinding your gears?
Luke Kelly.
Luke Kelly? What are you talking about? What's wrong with Luke Kelly? He's a legend.
Yeah, I'll credit two ginger balladeers. There's nothing wrong with the lad. I'm talking about statues.
Statues?
Yeah, the lad Luke Kelly, he's two statues in his honour. Two statues.
Two statues.
Two statues. Is one statue not enough for the lad?
Yeah.
We're obsessed with statues in this country.
Yeah.
You know, we're not making statues. We're watching programmes about statues.
Right.
There's a programme on last week about moving statues.
What, sir?
You know... And you can't go anywhere without walking into a statue. Just coming in here this morning, I was walking past McDade's. I walked straight into Phil Lynott, whatever you're having yourself. And nearly headbutted the lad.
I know, but Philo was an absolute superstar.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying he's not. The boy had quality, granted. All credit to chocolate stains on my pants. The bona fide genius. But now you don't even have to be brown. But now you don't even have to be brown bread. Now you don't even have to be brown bread, and they're putting statues up for you.
Fergie's
great manager, but a statue, really?
Really?
Ronaldo, statue.
Yeah.
I walked through Shannon Airport there last week. Paul O'Connell, great second row. Statue. He had to be mortified. The lad has another 60 years at least left in him. They're making statues of everybody now. Anybody. They might as well go and make a statue of the lad Pogba, or worse, Fred. Why not? They were both statues the other night anyway. Let's immortalise their let's immortalise their inability to track back in bronze.
Roy,
too many statues.
Would you like to see a statue of yourself, for example? I mean, say you know, like one of the classic moments from your career.
No.
You standing over, there's you in bronze, standing over Alfie Inga Haaland. He's lying on the ground.
No.
This is a statue immortalised by Cú Chulainn.
No. No, I'd drive over it in my Range Rover. I'd put a foot through a statue of myself putting a foot through someone else. Besides, people would trip over Alfie.
Okay. Just stay
people
there.
Would trip over Alfie anyway. There's too many statues.
Okay,
do you not understand? That's us grinding me gears.
Okay.
There's too many statues in this country.
Okay.
And people know it. They're just not prepared.
We've another Irish sporting legend on the
statues.
Line, if you don't mind. Just stay there for a second. I'll leave your microphone on as well, in case you want to join in. Brian O'Driscoll is on the line. He wants a word.
Okay.
Hi, Brian. Go ahead there.
How
you doing?
I'd respectfully like to disagree with Roy.
Okay, go on.
I don't think there's anything fundamentally wrong with having a statue of yourself erected. When you're alive, it's an honour to be immortalised in perpetuity.
Yeah.
And certainly something I would personally welcome if it were offered to me. But, you know, it wouldn't have to be, wouldn't have to be a statue.
Yeah. Oh, what else might you like, Brian?
Well, maybe a stand.
Stand?
If they named a stand after me, let's say, at the Aviva.
Yeah.
You know, that would be, you know, I think that would be incredible, an incredible honour. But, you know, it wouldn't have to be a stand.
So, well, what could it be then, like?
Well, a suite in one of the corporate suites. In, you know, the
Brian O'Driscoll suite.
Park.
Yeah.
You know, because they opened it up to rugby, but that would be nice. But any tribute at all would be welcome.
Yeah. Like what, Brian?
Well, like a plaque.
Plaque?
On my parents' house in Clontarf.
What?
Would look nice. Brian O'Driscoll lived here.
Lately, I've been